for your glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no help in our hardships and tribulations but you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions, those which have committed willingly and those which have committed unwillingly, those which have committed knowingly and those which have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
You thank be our Father, who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen.
Sin shiri isos peres dos penchois. Efes maro ont in jepiev neumais oem em parakli.
Espetir agios, esseos agios, en pneumagion, amin. Eflogitos, Kyrios, o Theos, esos, eonas, amin. Praise the Lord, all you nations, praise him, all you peoples, for his mercy is confirmed upon us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Amin, alleluia.
Shlile flogiten
Epi proslevkestasiten
Es moer ne pa If need of choice of naughty be pantokrator. If your tempen choice of open naughty, oh, be in so tear, iso, oh, spi echerestos. We thank you for every condition concerning every condition and on every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Therefore, we ask in the trinity and goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked man, and the rising above enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people and from this holy table and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for that you give the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, upon the power of the enemy.
بالنعم الرافعة محبة البشر اللوات لابنك الوحيد ربنا ولهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح أيها سيد الرب يسوع المسيح الشريك الزاهد في كلمة الله الأبوية الدنيا السابعة ومن الراكبس أنت هو الخبز الحي الذي نزل من السماء سبقت أن تكون ذلك بلا عيب عن نهاية العالم نسأل الله تمام بشر ربي أعزبك على هذا الخبز الرزيل الكأس يا ربي الذي ربطناه على سيهما إذا كانت إلدينك باركهما يا ربي قدسهما يا ربي طهرهما وانقلهما ذيك هذا الخبز رسك المقدس يا ربي انك انت هو الهنا جليك كمال بكرام ولا
رب خدام هذا اليوم بقصوص الشمامسة كل الشعب وضعفي يكونوا مباركين محللين فم الثالوث الأقدس الآب والابن الروح القدس أم الكنيسة الواحدة الوحيدة المقدسة الجامعة الرسولية ومن أفال 12 رسولا فمناظر الإله الإنجيلي مرقس الرسول الطاهر والشهيد والبطريرك القديس ساويروس معلمنا ديسقورس ليس أثناسيوس الرسول يا قديس بطرس خاتم الشهداء رئيس الكهنة ليس حانا داب الفم القديس كريلوس قديس باسيليوس قديس الغوريوس ومن أفال 318 ومكتم من بريقيا والمئة وخمسين بمدينة القسطنطينية والمائتين بأفزوس فما بين الطبان المكرم رئيس الأساقفة بطريركنا البابا أنبا تاودوس الثاني وشريكه في الخدمة الرسولية بين المكرم الأسقف الأنبا بولس أنفم حقارتي لأنه مملوء مجدا اسمك القدوس يا الآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل أوان إلى دهر الدهرين أمين
يس آمين
Yeah.
تیلی ماتی چیسی افشو وی ساری موت نانی بکو Teni atlo foro se martiro besoi se boro georgios filo patir marcoreios avamina en teni faia tepsoi sariam ot non ambico volenten in novi Shevem ka edve bi echeresto sevshoi sariyam otnan bikoi volentenem novi Seniyoti emayno shiri ava Antonios nim ava Paveli Tereya shis ava kirelos pimaso epsois emos non embico e volenten en novi Yeah.
called a servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the first epistle to our teacher, Paul, to Timothy. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. And I thank you, Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant, with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected, concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the Epistle of our teacher, St. James. May his holy blessing be with us. Amen. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Do not love the world or the things in the world, for the world is passing away and its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
From the Acts of our Fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit May their blessing be with us all. Amen. And as John was finishing his course, he said, "Who do you think I am? I am not he. But behold, there comes one after me, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to you the word of this salvation has been sent. For those who dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not know him, nor even the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause for death in him, they asked Pilate that he should be put to death. Now when they had fulfilled all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. He was seen for many days by those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses to the people. And we declare to you glad tidings, that promise which was made to the fathers. God has fulfilled this for us children, in that he has raised up Jesus. As it is also written in the second Psalm, 'You are my son, today I have begotten you.' The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the fourth day of blessed month of Tut. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord. O my Father, my brethren, amen. On this day of the year 2570 of the world, the great prophet Joshua, the son of Nun, departed. He was born in Egypt in the year 2460 of the world, and was from the tribe of Ephraim. He left with Moses among the exodus of the people of Israel from Egypt and became his disciple. He led the army during the war of the children of Israel with Amalek while Moses was on the top of the hill praying. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. When Moses chose 12 men to spy out the land of Canaan, the promised land, Joshua was one of them, and he had completed his mission with all sincerity. He and Caleb brought the true and accurate fact to Moses about this land. For this reason, these were the only two to enter to the land from all the people who left Egypt, because they murmured and doubt in the truthfulness of God's promises. After the death of Prophet Moses, the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over to Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to these people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their father to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Therefore Joshua's heart was encouraged, and he sent two men to spy the land. When he was assured, he arose and crossed the Jordan after it had been divided before them, as the Red Sea had been divided before Moses. He conquered Jericho. After he went all around the city for 7 days, its wall had fallen down flat. The Lord was with Joshua, so he killed kings, conquered many cities, and divided the land among the children of Israel according to their tribes. When he finished his good and over and reached a good old age, he called the elders of the people of Israel and their leaders. He commanded them not to deviate from worshipping God
and to adhere to his law. He departed in peace, and he was 110 years old. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 845 AM, Abba Macarius II, the 69th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This father was pious and ascetic since his young age, and longed for the monastic life. He became a monk in the monastery of St. Macarius. He devoted himself to worship, asceticism, and reading the Holy Scriptures. He grew in virtues and knowledge. He was a skillful artist who spent some of his time in painting icons and decorating manuscripts. When Abba Michael IV, the 68th Pope, departed and the papal throne became vacant, the Holy Synod that convened in Cairo decided to elect the monk Macarius. They took him and bound him against his will, and he cried out and begged them with excuses to release him, saying, "I am not fit to be raised to the dignity of the papacy and is not fit for this serious responsibility." They brought him to the city of Alexandria, where he was consecrated patriarch in the church of St. Mark on Sunday 13th of Hathor of the year 819 AM. He then went to the seat of this throne in Cairo, where the rites of his enthronement was celebrated in the church of the Holy Virgin El Ma'la. During his papacy, he added to his worship and piety. He taught and preached the people daily. He gave alms, and he did works of mercy to the poor and needy. When he finished his end over, he departed in peace. The fathers, the bishops, prayed his funeral rites and buried him with a great honor in the church of the Holy Virgin Al-Ma'la. The duration of his papacy was 25 years and 9 months. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. Also on this day, the missionary saint, the pure bride of Christ, and the teacher of cleanliness and hygiene, Saint Verena, departed. This saint was born on the village of Caragos in the Theban region to Christian parents. They called her Verena, which means the good fruit or the dainty fruit, and raised her up according to the Christian virtues. This saint was baptized by Bishop Cheriman, the Holy Bishop of Nilus, who oversaw her education and religious upbringing. She grew steadily in grace and faith. During that time, large number of Christians declared their faith before the Roman rulers, were martyred, and received the crowns of martyrdom. Saint Verena visited those imprisoned and ministered unto their needs. She also longed to receive her share of persecution and martyrdom. During the reign of Emperor Diocletian, the fame of the Theban Legion became well known. The Legion was headed by Saint Maurice, who was known for his courage and gallantness. The Emperor ordered the Theban Legion, led by Saint Maurice, to move from Thebes in Egypt to Gaul, in western region of Europe, to assist the Emperor Maximin in defeating a revolt by the Bogadaya, south of France. The legion was made of 6,600 soldiers. Saint Verena joined the Theban legion in its mission to Europe. When the legion arrived there, Maximin was then residing in a near city called Octoderum. He ordered the commander Maurice and the member of the legion to offer sacrifice to the gods before engaging in the war. They all refused to obey the order. The emperor ordered to slay every 10th soldier to force the rest of the legion to obey his orders. Nevertheless, the rest of the legion was more enthusiastic to adhere to the Christian faith. The emperor was enraged and ordered to kill 10th of the rest. Saint Maurice encouraged the members of the legion to steadfast in their faith, along with declaring their military loyalty to the emperor. The emperor became furious and ordered to eliminate the rest of the unit present around Agamemnon and to pursue the rest of the units of the Theban legion in their position in Switzerland, Italy, and Germany. St. Maurice received a crown of martyrdom along with a unit that was in Agonon, which numbered 520 soldiers. After the martyrdom of the legend, she went to Agonon and then continued her way to arrive near the city of Salodurum. In her great desire to save her soul, she withdrew in a cave and led an afterlife in asceticism, prayer, and fasting. She supported herself by her handiwork, which a nearby Christian woman sold for her. The Lord performed many miracles of healing through her prayers. Saint Verena was particularly concerned about the young girls. She guided them and taught them the basics of chastity and the proper hygienic practice. As a result of the fame of her ministry and the holiness of her life, the ruler arrested and imprisoned her. The martyr, Saint Maurice, appeared to console her. He encouraged her to be steadfast in her Christian faith. She was later released after the Lord healed on her hands the governor from an illness. To escape the vainglory of the world, she fled to an island at the convergence of the rivers Air and Rhin. She lived in a small hut, taking care of the sick and the needy. Saint Verena then left the island because it was infested with serpents and scorpions. She went to the city of Zurich in Canton of Aruga in Switzerland, where she lived in a house next to the church of the Virgin Saint Mary. The priest of the parish entrusted to her the care of the poor and the sick. She cared for their cleanliness and nursing their health. Nevertheless, the devil invited her and moved her fellow servants to plot against her, but the Lord always revealed her innocence. Later on, they lived a solitary life in a cave, where she lived for 11 years in asceticism, worship, and devoutness. Many came to her to receive the blessing of her prayers, and many sought her counsel. When the time of her departure from the world drew near, the Holy Virgin Saint Mary appeared to her along with some virgins in her cave. She told her about the blessings of the eternal life and the joy of the paradise. Saint Verena rose and kneeled before her, saying, "I'm not worthy for the mother of my Lord and God to come to her servant." The Theotokos told her, "To reward you for your faithfulness in your service in the Lord Christ." The cave became full of incense, and with this apparition, Saint Verena departed to the heaven. They shrouded and buried her with great honor. A church was built after her name in the city of Zurich, and she became the patron saint of the city. A convent was also built after her name in Switzerland. Among the various icons of Saint Verena, the most famous has always been the one where Saint Verena, with a double comb on her left hand and a jug in her right hand. This icon of Saint Verena is still the pattern of arms of the city of Staffa in Canton of Zurich, for she was the first to point out the importance of personal cleanliness in that country. In recent years, His Holiness Pope Shenouda III, the 117th Pope of Alexandria, has received a part of relics of Saint Verena from her church in Zurich in Switzerland. The blessing of her prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
ασλήνε φλογητέ.
Επί προσαυκή στάθητε.
Ερήνη πάση. بطلبات قديسي
صلوا من أجل الإنجيل المقدس
يا رب ارحم Remember also all masses those have been asked supplications and prayers which offer up unto you, those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, and those who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, hope of us all, salvation of us all, healing of us all, resurrection of us all.
Ασίτε με τα φόβο Θεό, ακούστε το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Εβες μαραότι και βεσνίω κινευράνι ψωή συντήν ηγόμ, Κύριε, ευλογησόν εκ των κατάλλου κανάγιο Ευαγγέλιο το άνονος μας.
Σώση Κύριε.
In the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple. May his blessing be with us all. Amen. The Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet, and the king. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you. Oh. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. For I say to you, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And when all the people heard him, even the tax collectors justified God, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. And the Lord said, To what then shall I liken the men of this generation, and what are they like? They are like children standing in the marketplace and calling to one another, saying, we played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton and a wine bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by all her children.
Glory be to God forever.
Translation inside. بسم الله والابن الروح القدس الله الواحد امين. يوم الخميس اللي فات بدات السنه القبطيه الجديده 1736، وهذه السنه اسمها سنه الشهداء، وهذا اليوم اول يوم فيه اسمه عيد النيروز. والنيروز كلمة فارسية معناها اليوم الجديد، فكأنه يوم جديد، سنة جديدة تبدأ دايما يوم واحد توت، وتوت هو أول شهور السنة القبطية. والكنيسة تبقى فرحانة باستقبال سنة جديدة، وتقعد الكنيسة فرحانة 17 يوم من أول عيد النيروز اللي هو يوم الخميس اللي فات لغاية عيد الصليب 17 توت، اللي السنة دي هيوافق 28 سبتمبر، علشان السنة القبطية اللي فاتت كانت سنة كبيسة 366 يوم، فبدينا السنة يوم 12 سبتمبر مش 11 سبتمبر كالمعتاد. والكنيسة في 17 يوم دول كل ألحانها فراحي زي ما حضرتكم لاحظتوا، ويبقى المرد بارك إكليل هذه السنة بصلاحك يا رب. كأننا بنطلب أن تكون هذه السنة الجديدة سنة مليانة بالبركة من قبل ربنا يسوع المسيح. واعتادت الكنيسة أيضاً من ضمن طقسها في 17 يوم دول ان يبقى في صوم الاربعاء والجمعه، لكن ما فيش مطنيات وما فيش صوم انقطاعي، يعني نقوم الصبح ناكل. وعشان كده حتى ايام الاربعاء والجمعه اللي عاده بنصلي صلوات الثالثه والسته والتسعه، لا، في 17 يوم دول حتى في الاربعاء والجمعه نصلي الثالثه والسته بس كأنها يوم سبت أو حد مفهومش صوم انقطاعي. دي نبذة بسيطة عن النيروز وبداية السنة القبطية. السنة القبطية بدأت سنة 284 ميلادية، بقينا نسميها السنة القبطية، لكن هي لها تاريخ قديم لأنها هي السنة المصرية القديمة اللي بدأت سنة 4241 قبل الميلاد. طيب لو حسبت ان دي السنة المصرية مش السنة القبطية، يعني اتسمت قبطية، تبقى السنة المصرية القديمة عمرها السنة دي 6260 سنة، وهي من أقدم التقاويم المعروفة. والسنة دي سنة زراعية وبتعتمد على ثلاث مواسم في الزراعة، موسم الزراعة وموسم أهوية السماء وموسم المياه. وإحنا في مصر كل 4 أشهر نصلي واحدة منهم، لكن في كندا وأمريكا عشان الطقس كله متلخبط على بعضه فبنصليهم كلهم مع بعض. نقول أذكر يا رب أهوية السماء وثمرات الأرض والزروع والعشب ونبات الحقل ومياه الأنهار في هذه السنة، طول السنة نقول. لكن في مصر مش بيقولوا كده، بيقولوها على 3 فترات تشمل السنة القبطية كلها. ربنا يبارك هذه السنة، على سنة مبروكة مثمرة حلوة مفرحة، كل واحد فينا يقرب من ربنا أكتر من السنة اللي قبلها. كمان يوم 2 توت بيبقى عيد استشهاد واحد شهد له المسيح أنه أعظم مواليد النساء، يوحنا المعمدان. ولأن الحد الأولاني من شهر توت قريب من 2 توت، فلو لاحظتوا حضرتكم أن كل القرايات مركزة على يوحنا المعمدان. هتلاقي إنجيل العشية وإنجيل القداس وإنجيل باكر والبولس والإبراكسيس كلهم بيتكلموا عن يوحنا المعمدان. مين يوحنا المعمدان؟ يوحنا المعمدان تنبأ عنه ملاخي النبي وقال: ها أنا ذا أرسل ملاكي الذي يهيئ الطريق أمامك. يوحنا المعمدان المسيح قال عنه زي ما قلت لكم أنه أعظم مواليد النساء، وقال: أقصبة تحركها الريح؟ أإنسان لابسا ثياب ناعمة ثياب الملوك والرؤساء؟ لا لا، ده إنسان كان ناسك جدا. يوحنا المعمدان يكبر المسيح من ناحية الزمن، ناحية تجسد المسيح، ب6 أشهر. جه قبل المسيح أو تولد قبل المسيح ب6 شهور. ليه؟ عرفنا منين؟ الملاك لما راح للست العذراء أم النور من ضمن اللي قاله لها، قال لها: هو ده إليصابتك هي أيضا حبنا بابن في شيخوختها، وهو ده الشهر السادس لتلك المتعوة عاقرة. ولما قالت له ست العذراء هو ده أنا أمة الرب، في نفس اللحظة أتى الروح القدس وحل في بطن الست العذراء أم النور. يعني يوم ما الملاك بشر العذراء، يوم ما حصل التجسد الإلهي مباشرة، أول ما قالت هو ده أنا أمة الرب، على طول الروح القدس قال كده: قوة العلية تضللك، والروح القدس يحل عليك، لذلك القدوس المولود منك يدعى ابن الله. فيوحنا سبق المسيح ب6 أشهر، وكان من ضمن الناس اللي مفروض انه هيقتل ضمن اطفال بيت لحم، لكن يقول التقليد انهم لما جم علشان ياخدوا يوحنا وهو طفل، زكريا الكاهن أبوه قال لهم: أنا هحطه من مطرح ما خدته وانتوا استلموه. فزكريا الكاهن دخل إلى مذبح البخور، تعرفين أن الملاك ظهر لزكريا وهو بيقدم بخور وبشره بميلاد يوحنا المعمدان، فخد يوحنا المعمدان وحطه على المذبح وطلع. أتى ملاك الرب واختطف الطفل يوحنا من على المذبح، دخل الجند ما لقوش يوحنا على المذبح، قتلوا زكريا. ويقال إن ديت إن الحتة اللي قال عليها المسيح: سوف يطلب من هذا الجيل كل دم زكي سفك على الصليب، من دم زكريا، من دم هابيل الصديق إلى دم زكريا ابن برخيا الذي قتلتموه بين المذبح والهيكل. عاش يوحنا في البراري 30 سنة، 30 سنة كان ناسكا نسكا شديدا، ثيابه عبارة عن وبر الإبل، وطعامه جرادا نوع من أنواع الخبز البسيط، وعسلا بالري. عاش 30 سنة، ولكنه في هذه 30 سنة تعلم كثيرا جدا جدا، وقرأ كثيرا جدا جدا. وقبل ما يتولد يوحنا المعمدان، ودي نقطة مهمة جدا لازم نعرفها، هو الجنين الوحيد الذي ارتقد بابتهاج في بطن أمه اليصابات، وسجد للمسيح الجنين في بطن العذراء أم النور، وامتلأت اليصابات من الروح القدس وقالت: من أين لي هذا أن تأتي أم ربي إلي؟ هذا حين صار صوت كلامك في أذني، تحرك الجنين بابتهاج في بطني. وكأن يوحنا المعمدان حس من وهو جنين بالملك المسيح الإله المتجسد في بطن الست العذراء أم النور. رسالة يوحنا المعمدان تتلخص في كلمة واحدة فقط: توبة. توبوا. وأول ما دخل قال: هذا الفأس وضعت على رأس الشجرة، كل شجرة مثمرة تبقى، وكل شجرة غير مثمرة تقطع وتلقى في النار. اصنعوا أثمارا تليق بالتوبة. ما هو سر قوة يوحنا المعمدان؟ امتلأ بالروح القدس وهو في بطن أمه، عاش في البراري ناسكا ناسكا في لبسه وفي أكله وفي حياته، تدرب على النبوة وعلى على الكرازة من قبل الروح القدس في خلال 30 سنة. عاشها في البرية، رجل برية مش في المدن والصخب والهيصة اللي في المدن، ولذلك كانت رسالته قوية جدا جدا. يوحنا المعمدان هو آخر أنبياء العهد القديم على الإطلاق. كل كراسته كانت حوالي 6 شهور تقريبا، يعني يمكن 6 شهور وشوي، لأنه يدوب مكان بيعمد عند نهر الأردن، والناس كلها تجيله، الناس كلها تتوب على أيديه. والمعمودية دي كانت معمودية توبة، كل واحد كان بينزل في المية علامة على أنه بيغسل نفسه من خطاياه وبيطلع من المية وهو تائب. وفي الآخر يقول قديس لوقا الطبيب: ولما اعتمد الجميع اعتمد يسوع أيضا. في الآخر جاله ربنا يسوع المسيح وقال له: عمدني. عرفه بالروح وقال له: أنا المحتاج أن آتي إليك وأنت تأتي إلي. قال له: اسمح الآن، لأنه ينبغي أن نكمل كل بر. فسمح له، وأول ما سمح له ونزل المسيح إلى المية، الروح القدس جه على رأس المحل، على رأس المسيح أو على المسيح، على كتفه يعني أو على رأسه، وده بشكل حمامة. وصوت من السماء يقول: هذا هو ابني الحبيب الذي به سررت. يوحنا المعمدان جه يعمد عشان حاجتين: حاجة تخص الناس، وحاجة تخص استعلان ربنا يسوع المسيح أنه الفادي الإله المتجسد الذي قبل خلاص البشرية كلها. وعشان كده يوحنا المعمدان نفسه قال إيه: أنا لم أكن أعرفه، لكن الذي أرسلني قال لي: الذي ترى الروح نازلا ومستقرا عليه فهو هو ده، ينبغي أن هذا يزيد وأن أنا إيه أن أنقص، ولهذا جئت لأعمد. يعني كأن هدف من أهداف معمودية يوحنا المعمدان أن يعلن المسيح رسميا أنه الفادي الإله المتجسد في بطن العذراء. عشان كده بنعتبر أن المعمودية هي بدء عمل ربنا يسوع المسيح، بدء عمل ربنا يسوع المسيح. تخيل أن يوحنا المعمدان الإنسان البسيط ده يحط إيده على رأس المسيح، والمسيح ينزل إلى المية بتاعة الأردن، ويطلع من مية الأردن مشهودا له من السماء ومشهودا له من الأنبياء على فم يوحنا المعمدان. طيب كيف كان استعلان المسيح أنه الإله المتجسد اللي هيغسلنا من خطايانا؟ يقول واحد من القديسين تأمل لطيف جدا، يقول إن لوقا الطبيب قال لما اعتمد الجميع اعتمد يسوع أيضا، وكأن المسيح وقف في آخر الصف خالص خالص، وكل الناس عمالة تنزل عشان إيه؟ تغسل نفسها من خطاياها. طب المسيح له خطية؟ المسيح في جسده خطية؟ حاشا. ما إيه اللي حصل؟ اللي حصل إنه هو نزل إلى الماء وعمل العكس، خد كل الخطايا اللي سابها الخطاة المعتمدين في نهر الأردن وشالها على كتفه وطلع بيه، وبذلك أعلن أنه الحمل الذي يحمل خطية العالم. وعشان كده يقول وفي اليوم التالي رآه يوحنا المعمدان فقال هو ذا حمل الله الذي يحمل خطية العالم. فكأنه شاف ربنا يسوع المسيح قابل إراديا إن هو يموت من أجلنا ويحمل خطايانا كرمز، يعني يا رمز، لأنه طبعا يعني ما فيش خطايا بالفعل موجودة، لكن نزول الناس عشان يتعمدوا نزلوا خطاه وخرجوا إيه؟ تائبين. والمسيح نزل بارا، ينبغي أن نكمل كل بر، نزل إلى المياه بارا وخرج من المياه إيه؟ حملا حامل خطية العالم، وفضل شايلها لغاية ما صلبها على الصليب عشان يخلص البشرية كلها منها. أخيرا أقول إن يوحنا المعمدان رسالته رسالة توبة، والتوبة هي الطريق الوحيد إن إحنا ننال مغفرة خطايانا. ولما المسيح شهد ليوحنا المعمدان الناس ما قبلوش، الفريسيين والناموسيين رفضوا مشورة الله من جهة أنفسهم غير معتمدين منه، رفضوا معمودية يوحنا. فالمسيح قال إيه؟ الكلمة ممكن تنطبق علينا دلوقتي، قال أنتوا عاملين زي عيال قاعدين في السوق بيقولوا البعض زمرنا لكم فلم ترقصوا، نحن لكم فلم تبكوا. جاء يوحنا لا يأكل ولا يشرب، تقولوا فيه شيطان. جاء ابن الإنسان يأكل ويشرب مع العشرين والخطاة، تقولوا هذا إنسان أكل وشريب جليس للإيه؟ للخطاة والعشرين. والحكمة تبررت من جميع بنيها. طب إحنا ننطبق علينا المثل إزاي؟ ينطبق. لو جينا زي يوحنا المعمدان كنا وقلنا توبوا لحسن إن ما توبتوش رايحين الجحيم، تقول ايه ده انت بتخوفنا كده ليه؟ ايه الرعب اللي انت جايبه لنا ده؟ في حد يقول كده؟ طب ما دي حقيقه، ما احنا ما تبناش وما استفدناش من صليب المسيح نروح الجحيم، ما خلينا صرحه ونواجه بعض ونصرح بعض. طبعا اي انسان هيرفض عمل الخلاص للمسيح رايح الجحيم، أي إنسان مش هيتوب توبة صادقة رايح الجحيم. يبقى أنا أنوح يعني وأنت لا تبكي، يعني أنا أحذرك إنك إن ما توبتش من أعماق قلبك مش هتخش السماء، وإنت ما توبش ما تبكيش على خطاياك، طب ما أنت حر. زمرنا لكم فلم ترقصوا. قلنا لكم المسيح جه مخلص للعالم وجه فادي وجه غافر للخطايا. تعال اغسل خطاياك تحت رجليه، تعال اعترف بخطاياك بكل شجاعة وبكل نية توبة، تغفر خطاياك. مش عايز ترقص، مش عايز تفرح، مش عايز تتمتع بصليب المسيح، مش عايز تتمتع بخلاصه، مش عايز تاكل من جسده ودمه اللي بيديك قوة حياة وقوة قيامة فيك. طب ما انت حر. يبقى إذن المثل ده انطبق علينا ولا ما انطبقش؟ انطبق. إن جه وعظ يقول توبوا إلا هتموتوا، والراجل المتشائم ده المؤلم ده، وإن جه واحد يقول المسيح غافر للخطايا، توب توب وافرح، المسيح فتح لك أبوابه، المفاتيح المسيح فتح لك باب السماء، افرح وتمتع بيه. تتجاهل هذا النداء، تتجاهل هذه الصرخة من الأعماق. باختصار كده، باختصار، المسيح هو الفادي، والمسيح هو المخلص، والمسيح هو الوحيد الذي يغفر خطاياك. ما تقوليش بقى أنا هاجي واتناول واخد بركة وامشي واعترف مني لربنا واقول كلام ده، مش صح، مش صح. التوبة نية تغيير حياة بينك وبين ربنا. التوبة ندم على الخطيئة اللي بتعملها، لكن لازم تيجي وتعترف بخطاياك وتاخد الحل من الكنيسة عشان تتناول من جسد المسيح ودمه عشان تفرح بغفران خطاياك. هي دي السكة. مش عايز تمشي في السكة دي، اقعد 100 سنة اتناول، مش هتستفيد. وانا مش بشائمكم ومش بقول لكم، بس انا مش عايز اخدعكم. مفيش خداع في الحكاية دي، مفيش خداع، مفيش خداع. الكنيسة وضعت لنا سرا مقدسا اسمه سر التوبة والاعتراف، يسبق سر التناول من جسد المسيح. عايز تستحمى وتلبس جديد، تعال. عايز تلبس جديد على جسمك وانت مش مستحمي، تعال. وريحة العرق والتراب جوه جسمك هيفضل زي ما هو. يبقى البدلة اللي انت لابسها والفستان اللي انت لابسها ولا حاجة، من بره شكله حلو لكن من جوه مليان ايه؟ مش مظبوط. خلينا صرحة مع بعض. عشان كده رسالة يوحنا آخر أنبياء العهد القديم مقدمة للمخلص الفادي ربنا يسوع المسيح. علشان كده كان لازم يجي يوحنا 6 أشهر يهيئ البشرية لمجيء المسيح. جميع الخطايا والتجاديف تغفر لبني البشر، لكن إن لم تتوبوا جميعكم هكذا تهلكون. قالها المسيح، ده المسيح نفسه غافر الخطايا كل حنان قالها. فالرسالة النهاردة رسالة توبة، الرسالة النهاردة رسالة صرخة من الأعماق، الرسالة النهاردة رسالة يوحنا المعمدان جوه قلبك. قول يوحنا ما ماتش، ما استشهدش، هيرودس ما قتلوش، يوحنا لسه بيصرخ جوايا ويقول توب، غير حياتك، غير نفسك، غير فكرك، غير أسلوبك، غير منهجك، ابعد عن كل ما يعوق، خلاص نفسك وتمسك بكل ما يعطيك نموا روحيا ينفعك في حياتك على الأرض ويؤهلك لميراث ملكوت السماوات لربنا المجد الدائم للأبد. أمين.
Where's your goodness?
such a fashion, proscomment, creation, creation, genome with me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and all of things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of an essence as the Father, for whom things were made, who for us men and for our salvation was incarnated of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from death according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Erini pasi
etopne mati so.
O God, the great, the eternal, who formed man in corruption and this which entered into the world through the enemy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in highest peace on earth, and goodwill toward men.
Pray for peace, love, and holy apostolic care.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your good will, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and remembering of evil entering this, and make us all worthy, our Master, to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we might partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east. Let us attend.
Sessions of the Theotokos and Mary. O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
give thanks for the Lord. Meet and right, meet and right, truly indeed it's meet and right, O you who are Master Lord God of truth, being before the ages and lingering forever, who dwells in highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heavens and the sea and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, who is he is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principals, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here around whom stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
Of joy, when we disobeyed your commandment by the gall of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always with us your holy prophets. And in the last day you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death, through your only begotten Son, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. He was incarnate and became man, and taught the way
way of salvation, he granted birth from on high through water and spirit. He made unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world, and gave himself for our salvation unto death, which reign over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
He rose. Ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense in which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to He took the bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed, and the life giving. He looked our heaven to you, God, who are his Father and Master of everyone, and he gave
them.
Bless them.
Amen.
And he sanctified it. Disciple and sendly apostle, saying, take eat of it, of all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is do in remembrance of me.
This is
Likewise also the cup after supper, he mixed the wine and water, and he gave thanks.
Amen.
He blessed them. And he sanctified it.
Again we believe, we confess, and we glorify.
And give it also to his unholy disciples and apostles, saying, take, drink of it, of all of you, for it is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is due in remembrance of me. Proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. So commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, and ascension into the heavens. He's sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heaven, also full of glory. We offer unto you your gain from what is yours for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Amen.
And this bread he makes into his holy body. And this cup also into the precious blood of the new covenant.
Again I believe. Amen.
Given for the remission of sin, eternal life for those who partake of him.
مستحقين كلنا سيدنا لنا من قدساتك طهر لأنفسنا وأجسادنا وأرواحنا لكي نكون جسدا واحدا وروحا واحدا ونجد نصيبا وميراثا مع قديسيك الذين أرضاك منذ البدء. Remember all of the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic Apostolic Church and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
ذي لا تقتني تلك بالدم الكريم الذي لمسيحك احفظنا بالسلام من جميع انساك فنذوق سيرنا فيها. أولا نذكر يا رب أبانا التبان المكرم رئيس الوساق وتركنا الباب أنبات الثاني شريكه في الخدمه الرسوليه بين الاسقف المكرم الانبا بولس.
صلوا من اجل رئيس كهنتنا البابا المعظم الانبا تورس الثاني بابا بطرك رئيس الثقب المدينه العظمى الاسكندريه وشريكه في الخدمه الرسوليه بين المكرم الانبا بولس وسائر سقفتنا الارثوذكسيين.
الذين يفصلون معهم كلمة الحق باستقامة إنهم بهم على كنيستك المقدسة رونقة بسلام. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Romans, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Higomens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and seven orders of the Church of God.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتونية وطارة كل شعبك المؤمن. Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us.
Mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the
اذكر يا رب خلاص هذا الموضع المقدس الذي لنا كل المواضع كل ديرة آبائنا الأرثوذكسيين.
صلوا من أجل خلاص العالم ومدينتنا هذه وسائر المدن والأقاليم والجزائر والأديرة.
يا رب
ساكنين فيها بإيمان الله gracious يكون on the air of the heavens the fruits of the earth and the waters of the rivers the seed herbs and the plants of the field this year bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven the fruits of the earth the rising of the waters of the rivers the seeds the herbs and the plants of the field that Christ our God may bless them bring them to perfection peace without harm have compassion upon us creation which his hands have made and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
سلامك مقدارك نعمتك فرح وقال الأرض يراح أرضها أن تنثر أثمار وعدال الزرع الحصاد دبر حياتنا كما يليق بارك إكليل السنة بصلاحك من أجل فقراء شعبك، من أجل أرملة اليتيم والغريب والضيف، ومن أجلنا كلنا نحن الذين نرجوك ونطلب اسمك القدوس، لأن عين الكل تترجاك. إذا أنت لن تعطيهم طعاما في حين حسن. Deal with us according to your goodness, or you will give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we, to having sufficiency in everything, always may abound in every good deed. اذكر يا رب الذين قدموا لك هذه القرابين، والذين قدمت عنه، والذين قدمت بواسطتهم، أعطهم كلهم أجر السماء.
صلوا من أجل هذه القرابين المقدسة الكريمة وتقدماتنا والذين قدموا
يا رب
As this Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, that we share in the commemoration of your sins, gracious Yakund, Lord, remember the sins of please you since the beginning. Our Holy Fathers, the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the preachers, the evangelists, the martyrs, the confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous were consumed in the faith. En gudeti tu avet meno tum bartenu sensi un event o tu consanti agi amari anti ta de vef no ti velos en oma et mi nam be ayen so an de monon no mo so am te si so mantino se mai se se van de anje ne akono so mo gemro tu martirus en vite oremos en evangelis nis margos bi amon solo se so o emmareti Eros, then we wander on sheen some Samirus and Sandius Conus and Bais Nas Babs Boricus and Mayus, Peterus, Yero Martirus, Piarchiefs, then Bayans, Swanus, Boros, Tomos, the Maya Tendos, the Mines, Tamphilus, the Mines, Demetrius, and Bayans, Kedilus, and Mayas, Basirius. And by answer, there would be Thalos, and by answer, there would be Thamatros, and Piagios, Everios, P. Armenios, and Michon Church, Minitato, Tikiniki, and Bish, then to Constantinopolis, and Meslav, and Jesus. Nem ben Yudhi ke onspinishti av Antonios, nem bethmi av Pavlik, nem bishom tithoab av Makari, nem no shiritiru estavrofus, nem beyotah yannis begomenus, nem beyotah bishon fiyitvi piramin tereos, bimen rit entemen sotir en agatus. Wabanam bapulat tamungi mahaskiyan tilmidu, sayyidayya al-abawain al-qudisayn al-rumayyan maximus odumadius, تسال أربعين شهيدا شيوبا ريانشيت والقوي القدس أنبا موسى ويحنس كما القس وابان أنبا دانيان القمس وابان أنبا صدور سقس وابان أنبا بخوم أب الشركة وتدرس تلميذه وابان أنبا شنود رئيس المتوحدين وأنبا ويصا تلميذ
وابانا امبتك لا منوت الاثيوب القس وابانا امبا ابرام اسقف الفيوم والجيزه وابونا ميخائيل البحيري تلميذه وابانا البابا القديس كيرلس السادس والارشدياكون حبيب قرقس وكل مصاف قديسيك هؤلاء الذين بسؤالاتهم وطلباتهم ارحمنا كلنا معا وانقذنا من أجل اسمك القدوس الذي دعي علينا
القارئون فليقولوا أسماء أبائنا البطارقة القديسين الذين رقدوا الرب إن يحلفوهم أجمعين ويغفر لنا خطايانا
الذين ذكرنا اسمهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين هم في ذكر كل واحد وواحد منا والذين نسوا ذكرنا الذين رقدوا وتنيحوا في الإيمان بالمسيح فضل يا رب نيح نفوس عبيدك منير شحات سليمان وأمين لوقا ووجي عبد الملك وثروة عبد الملك ورفعة ناجي وثريا صموئيل ومها حياتي وجوزيف قرقس في أعطان أباء القديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب قالهم جميعا في موضع خضر على من راح فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي يرى منه الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسي أولئك يا رب الذين أخذت نفوسهم نيحهم في فردوس النعيم في كورة الأحياء إلى الأبد في أورشليم السماء في ذلك الموضع ونحن أيضا الغرباء في هذا العالم احفظنا في إيمانك أنعم لنا بسلامك إلى التمام
من جيل إلى
the throne and the way into your kingdom, and this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted, and everything honored and blessed, together with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son and the Holy Spirit,
again, let us give thanks to God, the Pantocrator. The Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, for he owns them and worthy now to stand this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partake of a divine and an immortal mystery. The holy body.
We worship your holy body
and the precious
blood. His
Christ, the Pantocrator, the Lord, our God.
Amen, amen, prosebex ase.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us praise God with a new praise. Let us preach his salvation all our days. Let us glorify him at all times, since he is our God, and we are his people and the sheep of his flock. He has deigned to renew us and to raise us from the depth to the light. He has given us life from death and granted us freedom from slavery. He hath, through the coming of his only begotten Son in the flesh, illuminating the darkness of our reckless wandering. As for Christ our Lord, he came to Nazareth and entered the temple on the Sabbath, as was his wont, and went up to read. He was given the book of Isaiah the prophet, and when he opened it, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. We have faith and we believe, O Lord, and we ask that for you grant us the forgiveness of our sins, and that you confirm us in the true faith in the Holy Trinity, in the same way as you were with our fathers, the honored and just apostles, with the righteous, the cross bearers, and the pure martyrs, who shed their blood for the sake of Christ's name, and received their incorporeal crown. We therefore, the weak and sinful, ask you, O the lover of mankind, our God, to bless the crown of this year with your righteousness, to purify us from all moral and spiritual defilements, and to make us worthy to partake of your indescribable bounties for the salvation of our souls, our bodies and spirit, so that with a pure heart and an enlightened soul we may boldly venture fiercely to cry unto you, Holy Father, who are in heaven, saying, Our Father.
Give us daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Christ Jesus,
to the Lord.
Before you,
more in importance.
Remember, O Lord, congregation blessed.
Saved, amen, and in the fear of God, let us attend.
Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
The Son of God, sanctification by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father,
one in the Holy Son,
one in the Holy Spirit.
The holy body and honored true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen.
Amen.
The holy honor body and the true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen. The body and the blood of Emmanuel, our God. This is the truth. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe and confess the Lord, bread and life-giving flesh that your only begotten Son, Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, laid of us all the Holy Theotokos and Mary, made one divinity without mingling, without confusion and without alteration, with no confession before Pontius Pilate, he gave it out for us upon the holy word of the cross of his will. For us all truly, I believe, that his divinity departed from his divinity for a single moment, recording of I, given for us for salvation, remission of sin, eternal life for those who partake of him. I believe, I believe, I believe that it is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Pray for us and for
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Praise him. His power.
Oh,
المجد لله في علا الذي نزل إلينا برضا ليرد آدم من منفى يا رب ارفع غضبك عنا Oh God, have compassion upon us with your aids around us. Shine your light upon us. Oh Lord, take away your wrath from us.
Worthy to fulfill your laws and your justice to all men. Lord, take away your wrath from us. We thank you for your goodness. We
يا ملاك ذي ذبيحة الصاعد العلو اذكرنا أمام الرب اغفر لنا خطايانا
Amen.
Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation. Deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever.
والآن محبة الله الآب ونعمة ابن يسوع المسيح وشركة موهبة وعطاء الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. امضوا بسلام وسلام الرب يكون معكم. For one minute only.